In this episode, discover how to use YouTube to advance sales.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What's happening? All right. And the quarantine mushes on. I'm at home. Big things developing. I'm doing a webinar this week for 1,500 people. Boom, right? I just finished time trialing it. I've got 45 minutes is what I've been allotted. And I've got 51 minutes worth of content. So I'm going to boil that thing down, but it is really good. It builds off of the four zones that you heard about in the last episode. And I show people how to actually use video across an entire organization to convince and convert at faster rates. Now, recognizing we're in a new world, and there are a lot of people just now starting to discover the remote sales capabilities that video provides, I wanted to spend this episode about using YouTube to advance your sales, how to use it for ads. A lot of good information is coming up. Take notes. And by the way, if there's information that you know that can benefit from, you know, if somebody could benefit from it, please do me a solid and share it with your friends. I love chatting it up with you guys on LinkedIn. And I think it's a great place for us to be interacting. You'll see that I'm quite active there right now and will be for the foreseeable future. Come join me on LinkedIn if you haven't already, and make sure you hit me up and let me know that you're from the podcast so I know and remember you as we proceed ahead. Cool? All right. So let's talk about using YouTube to advance your sales. Hey now, and thank you for joining me for a live broadcast. You know, one of the keys to surviving in this world right now is using the power of video for remote selling, to be able to do what your best salespeople used to do in person when they were allowed to, which is transfer the knowledge and the beliefs, tell the appropriate stories, and get your prospect excited so they make a purchase. You could do the same thing in a remote context by turning your social platforms and your website into your best sales team. Now, where were you about a decade ago? Because our guest, Alaric Heck, was a teenager. He was starting his first YouTube channel 10 years ago. If you rewind back then, that's when I was starting Wirebuzz. And Alaric was there, you know, cutting his teeth on YouTube ads and running Ad Outreach, the leading firm in the space. Alaric not only teaches strategy, but he does it for himself, generating over $2 million a year in YouTube ads. He's a member of ClickFunnels' coveted 2-comma club, which means the dude knows how to take traffic from social and then move it onto a funnel, a landing page, a squeeze page for the express purpose of converting people into customers. Now, as you know, that for me it's a rare type of person that can move somebody from what I call zone one, which is a discovery on social, move them into zone two, where they can get into a customer journey. And then, of course, in my mind, which you'll hear about in a coming episode, because I just did it last night, there are two more zones that you need to hear about in order to convince and convert remotely. But let's get to that in another episode, because I'm joined right now by Alaric Heck. Alaric, thank you so much for joining me on the Toddcast.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on, Todd.
Tell me about where you got started. Mm-hmm. Like, why YouTube? Why 10 years ago? Paint that picture for us.
Absolutely. So, you know, 10 years ago, obviously the iPhone, had just come out, and I was looking at it. I was doing different kinds of, you know, videos at the time, and I started to decide, hey, I want to, you know, record some videos on my YouTube channel. I made a YouTube channel where I started doing tech reviews, app reviews, you know, tutorials, things like that. And it started to take off. And it was actually kind of crazy. It grew to become one of the largest app review channels on YouTube. You know, today it has over, you know, 400,000 subscribers. And I had all of these different people come in with mobile apps that they wanted me to promote. It was actually on a list of things to do when you published a mobile app like 6-7 years ago. I remember seeing this. It's like, you know, sponsor App Find so you can get a lot of users right off the bat. And what I saw with that is that kind of introduced me to the world of marketing, of YouTube, of how powerful YouTube is, how people make these big decisions and purchase decisions on YouTube. And so obviously today I work more with businesses getting leads and sales with YouTube ads, and we'll talk about that in a second. I've got a lot of strategies I'm excited to dive into. But at the time, I was working with these mobile apps. And so I remember very distinctly about 5-6 years ago now, there was a social media app that had us, you know, produce a video for them. So we create a video, we publish on the channel, they got thousands of users, as you know, as what happened at the time, and which is great. And they're like, this is awesome, but how can we double that? How can we get more? How can we keep this thing going? This is awesome. And I said, well, hey, you know, this is kind of how it works. You post a video, you get a lot of users, and that's kind of the game, right? That was the sponsorship game. It wasn't called being an influencer back then, but that's kind of what it was. And they said, well, there must be some way. Can you repost the video? What can you do to get more views? And so I started looking into it. And I had already been experimenting a little bit with some YouTube ads for my channel. I've been doing a little bit of like affiliate stuff. And I was like, all right, you know what? What we could do is we could actually run this video as an ad to people who are similar to those who like my channel, who like mobile apps, you know, mobile things. And so what I did is I took that video for $500 in 1 week. We got over 11,000 users for their app, which is incredible.
So what you really discovered is what I discovered multiple times. I'm like, oh, wow, I negotiated this deal all wrong.
I know.
I get that, dude.
I got zero extra dollars for doing that, too. But for that one, but hey, it gave me like a view. And it's one of those things, right, where you have to, I really believe, right, yes, there is a lot of, you know, in entrepreneurship and business, right, there's going after it. There's that motivation. You need to have that. But then there's also, you need to know when opportunities come up and that you kind of stumble upon certain opportunities. And I think it's the smart entrepreneur that's like, I'm going to seize that. That's the next thing. And that's what I saw there. And so this company, I was even more surprised when they told me, because they were a performance marketing company hired by the app. So that's usually how it happened, right? Yeah. The actual app developer, you know, didn't really talk to the YouTube people. And they were getting paid $1 a user for every user they generated for this app. And I was doing the math. I'm like, wait a second, $500 for this ad, 11,000. We kept running it, right? So then that started opening up a whole new world. So they hired me to do a couple other promotions. One of them was for a big company, became, you know, $1 billion tech company. And it was really cool. They call me up and they say, hey, Alaric, this is the performance marketing company. Like, we got an opportunity for you. Come fly out of Silicon Valley. I was in college at the time, to drop out of college, come out here, and you can head up the YouTube ad side of what we're doing with these influencers and with YouTube channels. And it, you know, it was tempting, but I knew that I wanted to be the king of my own castle instead of a knight in somebody else's. I'm sure a lot of people watching can, and I'm sure you too, you know, Todd, really resonate with that. And so I said, I'm going to build this up and you can keep hiring me to help you with this, but I'm not going to work for you. I want to build this up myself. And so I created, at the time, App Outreach LLC, and I created, you know, I did YouTube ads for mobile apps, drove millions of downloads, worked with some really big names in the app industry. And so what I was starting to do is, you know, I was leveraging a lot of my connections because I was big, I was known in the app thing. They invited me to all kinds of conferences. It was kind of funny. It was like in the app space, a lot of people knew who I was. But then I started to look for like more people beyond my network. So I found ClickFunnels and I started to run ads to get these developers to become clients of mine. And that introduced me, and I found some mentors, and that introduced me to the world of high ticket, of online courses, of, you know, businesses, of ClickFunnels, you know, world a lot of us are all familiar with. And I realized, wait a second, I don't just have the power to promote a $1 app. I could promote, you know, multiple $1,000, you know, products and services and programs. And so that's when I started to go into that. And that brings us to today, where, you know, we've helped our clients generate well over, you know, multiple eight figures in sales with YouTube video ads, and ever growing. And the goal is to get that number to 9 figures. So
that's ultimately the goal. Now, one of the things that I love so much is the transition between B2C marketing, mm-hmm. and seeing what's learning and then transitioning
that next client that's B2B into similar tactics, because it's the same type of human on the other end that is persuaded by the same emotional factors and visual elements and clarity. Do you buy that? Do you see that a lot? Like sometimes you can just look at it and go, yeah, that B2C tactic is solid. I bet it works in a B2B world. And then you do it and you blow people's minds.
1,000%. And I'll actually, and I've done a few of these podcasts. I haven't actually talked about this concept yet. I love that concept because I'll actually reveal one of the biggest things that I took from my app, you know, promotion marketing days and applied to B2B that a lot of people, you might be surprised when I say this, because what I took was I went the opposite direction. A lot of app marketing at the time, if you're going to run an ad on YouTube, you're going to run an ad somewhere, was this highly produced, super visual, like, and you all have seen, it's kind of a joke now, honestly, the mobile game and mobile app ads that are kind of all over the place, overly produced, you know, at the time, you know, Clash of Clans was the big one, they had the Super Bowl commercial. And so I went a totally different direction. And I made it a review style video. This is back in the business of apps, and I'll talk about how this applies to B2B, right? And so I basically was showing in this video, I'm gonna show you how you can use this incredible social media app or this incredible app that does this, or even if it's a game, you know, we're actually gonna show you the cool parts of this game and it feels more natural. So you could take that to a B2B realm, and instead of producing an overly produced video with a green screen or whatever it is, you know, you have people who are selling to other people, and you have them take, you know, even something as simple as an iPhone and a gimbal and recording a video, and having them talk about their solution, their service, what they do. In this video, I'm going to show you how you can lose weight doing this, or, I mean, that's actually a B2C example, but I'm going to show you how you can generate leads and sales using LinkedIn. I'm going to show you how you can use YouTube ads, which is, you know, the type of ad that we use, right? All kinds of different solutions that you have, right, in this B2B space. And you can apply it with some of the same techniques that I found work. It's feeling natural. It's being natural. Really works better than kind of the overproduced ads that a lot of people are used to.
Yeah, it, you know, it all really depends. And often coming at it from an opposite direction, it catches people off guard. Now, let's start at the very beginning.
Yes.
When you're approached by a company that is trying to use YouTube ads to stand out, to be discovered, where do you get started? Like, does this whole thing start with strategy? Like, you don't just jump right into producing the video and starting to run the ads, do you?
No, so it's a proven process. We've done this with, you know, hundreds of our clients, and really it's a step-by-step process where we want to identify exactly who is your ideal customer, right? Especially in the B2B space, who is that person who's going to be coming in? What are they looking for? You know, who are they? We create what I call our three-dimensional YouTube, you know, targeting strategy around that. We create our script around that because we want to pinpoint that exact person, how to reach them at the right time with the right message.
All right, let me jump in right here real quick for people. Mm-hmm. You know, part of my responsibility is to advocate for the listeners.
And yes.
You bring up a good point, but I want to make sure that people understand. Mm-hmm. Just because it's video and it's fun and people might have props or maybe put on funny mustaches or whatever it might be for your particular story, mm-hmm. pump the brakes before you get into creative, understand the strategy and bake the strategy into the script and in the story and into mm-hmm. the creative for the express purpose of getting somebody to take a desired action.
Yep.
And I think you realize from going around this far too many times that the projects that succeed have been mapped out in advance and the ones that don't become marketing and sales train wrecks because the strategy wasn't connected to the script wasn't connected to the visuals, and the visuals weren't connected to the overall story with a call to action. And you see this time and again when people want to skip over the fundamentals, right?
Exactly. You need to make sure that everything is mapped out, not just within the ad, right, and scripted out within the ad, but who you're targeting as well. And also, you know, what your funnel is after the ad. Is it congruent with what you're saying? If you're saying something very different on the ad than you have as your headline, you know, on your landing page, then you're gonna get less conversions. You wanna make sure that everything is congruent each step of the way. You're pulling the right people in, you're pushing the wrong people away, and that's yes. a big part of it, right? That's the hook, right? So you wanna capture the right people. On YouTube, and I know, I'm sure you know this, Todd, but some of the listeners might not know this, you only pay if somebody watches 30 seconds of your ad. So if you can push the wrong person away, you don't even pay for them. There's that 5 to 29 second mark where if they skip, you don't pay for it, right? And it's essentially making sure that you're only paying for people that are genuinely interested. That's how this can work well for B2B, because if you set this up as, you know, you really have a game plan for what that hook is, calling out your market's problem, the pain point. You know, we have people who help, you know, people with Infusionsoft, you know, issues, right? If you come in and talk about, you know, how, hey, you know, maybe you're seeing it as, you know, Confusionsoft or whatever it is, right? At the beginning, and you talk about some of these problems, if there's somebody who accidentally stumbles upon it, because, you know, targeting, we get it dialed in, but it's never, you know, 100% perfect. But somebody who stumbles upon that video and they don't know what Infusionsoft is, they're clicking skip and you're not paying a single penny. So you have to have these different components, right? Where you have a hook that pulls the right person in, gets the wrong person to skip, and then you actually start to educate. So this is the second component to your video, right? That we're kind of diving into, is you want to provide some type of value. I call it giving golden nuggets. So if you can give a few key components, especially in the B2B space, right? If it's an offer or a service or, you know, a solution that you have, consulting, coaching, whatever it is, if you give a couple of these golden nuggets in the video, they're going to see you as an expert. They're going to be much more likely to take the next step, which I love webinars and VSLs. Obviously, there's, you know, you can do lead magnets, all kinds of different things, right? But they're going to be able to take that next step because they want more of what they got on the video. It's another big mistake people make. Is they don't educate, they don't provide enough value. If you don't provide enough value on your ad, then what's the actual, like, then it's all surface level. Like, people click because you tell them to click, not because they're actually interested. Yep. And that's what you want to develop. And then you have the call to action, and you kind of alluded to this too, Todd, but you got to make it stupid simple. What's the next step? Exactly what they need to do to take action.
Yeah, I think if you are expecting your prospects to jump through multiple hurdles, you're making your own life more difficult. I want to circle back to something that you mentioned that's really important that I'm not sure the audience spent enough time thinking about, but it is vital for your campaign, and it is about how you push people, the wrong people away, and you attract the right people. Mm-hmm. Now, for many marketers that grew up in traditional television, print, radio, they are really marketing to the largest number of people possible. But in a YouTube context, like Alaric is breaking down, you really want to, I always think of it as dog whistling at the beginning, and you want to pull the right dogs looking at you, mm-hmm. and pull the other ones away, push the other ones away, and you do that right at the beginning. Now, why is it important for you to identify at the beginning for viewers that this video isn't for you? Like, why is it important for you to go out of your way? And it's a new concept for a lot of people, mm-hmm. even though it's maybe like 6 years old. Why is that important to say, hey, at the very beginning, this isn't for you. This is for this group.
Because there's a couple of different reasons. And one big reason is it's also going to solidify your place with your group of people. That's probably actually one of the main reasons that you're alluding to, right? Which is, if that's just in general, it's good marketing to pull in the right people, to actually have that degree of pushing away people who are maybe not a fit, because then those people who do resonate and they actually do fit with what you're saying, they're like, wait, this is, you know, this guy is speaking to me, right? You know, Todd or Alaric is speaking to me. I need to listen. I need to pay attention to this and hear what this person has to say. And then on the flip side, you get the fringe benefit on a platform like YouTube, right? Because that'll apply regardless of where you're at. But with YouTube, you get the benefit that if somebody skips the ad and they're not somebody you want to talk to anyways, you don't even pay for it. It's crazy. It's like a crazy concept. But it's the platform, but it's also just the basic principle that you were alluding to, Todd, right? Where you want to have your tribe of people and have those people really paying attention to you.
All right. So I'm a big fan of persona groups. And so basically what we're doing is we're kind of stumbling into the topic of marketing to a persona group instead of to everybody. And excuse me, I'm drinking my smoothie, my protein drink at the same time. Let me have a little sip. So if you've got three different persona groups, mm-hmm. you're going to call out one of them in the ad because you want it to be hyper relevant to them. You mm-hmm. want it to resonate deeply with that one person instead of mildly to everybody. And then the call to action would take them theoretically to a landing page where it would be designed for that same persona group. The same person that was inspired by that one video needs to get onto a page that's aligned with that same type of messaging, that same type of motivational influence, right?
Exactly. And one thing that I love with YouTube and with the fact that it's a video that you're already showing people is sending them to more video content because they're in that consuming mindset of video. And it's not just because YouTube's video, you send them to a video. Think about it, right? If, you know, picture's worth 1,000 words, video is like 1,000,000 words, right? It's so much value. People get to see you. They get to hear you. They get to, you know, actually pay attention to what you have to say. And so what I like to talk about is what's a webinar other than a longer form video or a presentation that you're getting people to watch. Now, you wouldn't run the webinar as an ad because that's, you know, obviously too long. But if you run an ad that has some of the key components, you send them to the webinar, right? Now they sign up and maybe it's an every hour on the hour, or maybe they sign up to watch you live, whatever it is. And then they go in and now you're actually providing even more value on a longer form video. And the fact that you send them from YouTube, especially if it's every hour on the hour where they can consume it right away, or it's a VSL, right? Maybe it's shorter, you know, it's just on a page, that's really on demand. And they start watching it, you have so much higher view rates because people are in that consumer, I call it the learner's mindset. They're looking to learn, they're looking to take action. This is what's very different than Facebook, than advertising on a platform like Facebook, which we all know works, you know, don't get me the wrong way. But the problem is, you know, we've all done it. You're mindlessly scrolling on your phone. And then what happens is you see something and maybe you sign up, maybe you don't. On YouTube, if somebody's actively searching how to get more leads on LinkedIn or how to get, you know, more sales or how to use YouTube ads for that matter, whatever it happens to be, right, that you help people with, if they're looking that up, then they're actually trying to learn right now about that. They see your ad and then they get the opportunity to sign up for your webinar. They show up to your webinar. That's why, you know, between us and our clients, the average show up rate's between 50 and 60%, which, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago on Facebook, that was par for the course. But these days, you know, the show up rates are much, much lower. And so on YouTube, that's what we're seeing.
Yep. Cool. I love it. Now for those that are watching, what we're really talking about is the mental or psychological place that the Facebook person is on. They're visiting Facebook and they're mindlessly scrolling through. And that's a different mental place than somebody who's making a deliberate search on YouTube that's looking for specific information. One person is a shopper, a learner, a buyer, and on Facebook, they're just burning time mindlessly. So there's a significant advantage by using these ads to move somebody into longer content, into a webinar. Okay, for people, I commonly hear that there isn't a awareness or a context that all videos aren't the same. Like, for example, shorter videos, we typically hear shorter videos are better. But we know that when people go through a longer video, they're buyers and buyers are there to the end. Can you break down like why you think the, you know, why do you think people are confused? First of all, because a lot of people think they just need to run an ad and that's the end of it. Let's start there. And then let's talk about how we move somebody into longer information so we can transfer the knowledge.
Exactly. That's honestly, it's a great question because I feel like a lot of people, they just think that they could do, you know, this short video, or maybe they've run a short video on Facebook and it's working, but they don't realize how much that's driven by the text at the top, right? And so on YouTube, they'll just create something short. They won't really think about it. Like we talked about before, you don't have a game plan, you don't have a script. And so that's a big problem because you have to think about it, right? If you just, most of the time, what people do on a short video is they just do a hook and then they say, okay, go sign up. But you're not providing any substance. You're not providing any value. So even if somebody does sign up, they're listening to what you're saying, but they're not actually interested for themselves. They're just kind of going with the flow. They're doing what you're telling them to do. Versus if you give a couple of these golden nuggets is what we call them, or you give them this big aha moment, like the fact that they can, you know, use LinkedIn to get more leads and sales, the fact that they can use Facebook in, or YouTube, I mean, to say instead of Facebook, right? And how that's going to provide them better results on their advertising. They're like, wait a second, you know, just dropping in one of our ads that you only pay on YouTube if somebody watches more than 30 seconds, somebody's like, wait, I didn't know that. you're giving these big aha moments that get people excited, and then they want to take action. They actually want to not just sign up for your webinar, but actually show up and then watch it. So, you know, I alluded to some of the show up rates. Like, our personal show up rate is around 60%, and our view length on an hour and 8 minute webinar, where we have, you know, the offer to kind of book a call with us about 45 minutes, is 53 minutes. It's the average view time.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you reach somebody who's actually interested and you give them a piece of what they want. It's one thing just to reach the person who's interested, but you actually have to give them some value first. And that value exchange gets them to trust you and sign up and take that next step.
Exactly. It's actually exactly what we would do in an office where people would come into our conference room.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in. We're going to do a teaching. We're going to provide knowledge. We're going to move them through the logical thought sequence. So they are now ready to be making a smart buying decision. And by doing that remotely in this new world where access is limited, you're still following the traditional tenets of sales to get your prospect to know what you know and to believe what you believe, because that's when buying becomes a no-brainer. We're just using digital tactics and a virtual way of engaging in order to transfer it. And once you've created that webinar and you've got it dialed in, now you've got something that is replicatable 24/7 or every hour or every 15 minutes. Let's talk about the webinar and the difference between having somebody sign up for a webinar that happens right now whenever they sign up for it, or making them wait 15 minutes. Like, what is your, where do you see the best results on those type of nuanced parts of getting people into webinars?
That's a great question. I love, you know, diving into this too, because I've actually split tested this, you know, a variety of ways. And I have found that the best results come from an every hour on the hour webinar with a couple of other options as needed. Where you do not say, you don't say that it's live, but you also don't say that it's not. You just get into it and you have the webinar happen. And so what we're doing is we're running an every hour on the hour that they can register for that, or 7 o'clock the same day, so 7 p.m. or 10 a.m. the next morning. Those are the three options that we give people. If they get access right away, whether it be through a VSL or even the webinar replay option, the view rate is always less. The view length, I mean to say. The amount of time on average that people spend is always less because it's instant gratification. They get it right away. It even if people know, quote unquote, the game, right, that it's an automated webinar, it's something weird in that psychology where they need to wait until the hour, and it starts at the hour, and that's when they're watching it. That's going to get them to view more than if they get instant access and you're actually saying it's a replay or they log in right away. Even if they know, right, like us, like a lot of people that know, and obviously we get a lot of marketers who watch our webinars about YouTube ads, right? Even if they know that it's not live, when you treat it a little bit more like that every hour on the hour or giving a couple of options, it adds that scarcity even in the back of somebody's mind that gets them to watch it. And that's an explanation for the data. So the data doesn't lie that works best. That's my best explanation for it. But I think that's, and I'm curious if you agree as well, Todd, what I would say to that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think it's actually a really smart little tactical nuance that most people don't take into consideration. While we're talking about webinars, because obviously you want to move somebody to some location so you could do a knowledge transfer from your YouTube ad to potentially a webinar. It feels like Russell Brunson is the one who created the Bible around how to create business webinars that close deals. Did you learn from Russell in that context? Is that a place where you got a lot of knowledge?
So I definitely gained a lot of knowledge from Russell. I also gained a lot of knowledge as well from Taylor Welch, Chris Evans, the Traffic and Funnels World. I'm sure, obviously, Todd, you're familiar with them, but you know, those of you listening, they're really good at kind of showing how to do this for maybe higher ticket services, building it up to a phone call application funnel as opposed to just a purchase, kind of a value stack at the end. What I like to do is kind of blend the two styles together and you know, have a little bit more of the journey and the process and the proof and some of the stuff that Russell obviously talks about, but then integrating the elements of, you know, taking the pressure off, because there's a little bit of a pressure valve when there's going to be, you know, a pitch at the end of the webinar. And, you know, the, like, especially if it's not live, right? If it's anything higher than like a course, and it can work really well automated for courses. We have a lot of clients who do that. So that way I would follow more Russell Brunson's pattern. But with what Traffic and Funnels has set up in terms of an application funnel, that does a really good job taking the pressure off and getting people to be like, wow, I get the opportunity to talk with, you know, originally it was me and, you know, now it's my team and my advisors, right? But I've got the opportunity to talk with Alaric's team about YouTube ads, actually plan out a strategy, have an actual advising call, right? It's not a sales call, it's actually an advising call. Is this a good fit for you? What does it look like? Let's map it out. And then be able to take action and actually have your questions answered. I think that that is the best way to sell something, you know, anything that's over, definitely over $2,500, right? But over that kind of course price point, that $1,000 to $2,500, if it's over that, it's good to have that call element built in. So you can answer the questions, actually map it out. People want to know that you're diagnosing their problem and can actually solve their problems. And that's best, I think, on a phone call funnel.
Yeah, that's awesome. Alaric, where can people find you?
Absolutely. So you guys can find me I'm on Facebook, so you can look up, you know, Alaric Heck. We also have a YouTube channel as well. But I actually put together a page with some gifts, not just one gift, but multiple gifts. If you go to addoutreach.com, that's ADOUTREACH, addoutreach.com/gift. You'll have access to a variety of different gifts that I have. We've got a webinar. We also have the ability to watch, you know, YouTube ads specifically for high ticket sales. We have a free Facebook group, YouTube Ads for Entrepreneurs. But just go to addoutreach.com/gift. I've got a little video for you and all those additional links.
Did you guys see what Alaric just did? He practiced what he preached, right? He provided a value stack, made it obvious, did it in a way that made it irresistible where you need to go get it, and then moves you from one location like this podcast and into an opportunity where he can develop a deeper relationship. That's how it's done, you guys. It's really easy to transition your business to remote selling. Alaric, you gotten your hands on Traffic Secret yet?
It should be on the way. It's coming.
Right?
Yep.
When you go through this, I'm reading it right now. I've already told my listeners to go through this book. And when you're done, if you want to drop a little review, if there's anything that you're like, oh my God, this is a great nugget, which we know there's going to be a zillion nuggets in this thing, feel free to send me over a little video with you and I'll throw it into the episode because I'm going to do an episode with different experts reviewing this book.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Cool. That'd be awesome, Todd.
All right. He's Alaric Heck. And Alaric, thank you so much for joining me on the Toddcast, man. It was fun to finally get to interact with you, hear what you're doing, and how you're helping people use the power of YouTube ads to move their business to the next level in this remote world. Alaric, thanks so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, Todd.
All right. Super cool interview. It was fun having Alaric on the show. Smart kid, a lot of great information. And you could be using YouTube to help start the knowledge transfer to find new leads. Remember, people are searching on YouTube. They're searching. That's a completely different mind space. That's somebody who is making a conscious decision to look for information around a topic that you can provide a service or add value around. Get in front of them. It's so much better to get in front of them because of their intent-driven search than being in somebody's feed. And then the other thing that I'm sure you didn't miss, but if you did, let me remind you, you only pay if somebody watches the full 30 seconds. So that's a win. Dog whistle at the very beginning. Let people know who this video isn't for. So the right people stay, and you only pay for the right people. If you want to figure out how to sell remotely in this new world, well, I've got a page loaded with 20 minutes of free learning for you. And you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And on that page, I'm going to give you 10 minutes high level as if I'm in front of the room teaching you. And then I'm going to give you two videos where I teach my two most important tactics that you can use each and every day to close deals más rápido. All right. And you can get access again at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I will now get back to work, working on my webinar for 1,500 people this week. Boom.